Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Susan Conrad. Susan Conrad is a partner at Chapman & Co. Leadership Institute. Susan believes consistent performance and ongoing value creation begin with people-centric leadership, particularly in today's knowledge economy. She has successfully applied this approach throughout her career in professional services, finance, and real estate. Corporate and nonprofit leaders alike turn to Susan to navigate change, improve performance, and develop future leaders. As a partner of Chapman & Co. Leadership Institute since 2016, Susan helps clients align their people strategy to their business strategy. She helps leaders create a roadmap to becoming a more resilient, attractive, and energized organization that serves both people and business objectives. She draws upon 30 years of experience in visioning, strategy, acquisitions, corporate finance, and operations to help leaders create a culture where their team members and business thrive. Well, good afternoon, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
This is awesome. Another day, another podcast, and get to meet some very interesting guests on the show. But today we get to meet Susan Conrad, who I've just enjoying the time that we've had on the mic prior to the podcast here. So thank you again. And I'm going to jump into these questions, Susan. Let's talk about your career a little bit, which you've got quite the career in the HR space, human resources, consulting. You're an entrepreneur, an executive. You're now the partner at Chapman & Co. Leadership Institute. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, that's a big question. Fortunately, I've had wonderful experiences that allow me to think about this a little bit. Actually, my background is in finance. And when I think about what has been instrumental in my career growth is the marrying of both the people side and the business side of understanding how organizations work. And so I would say probably at my core, I'm a relationship builder and a value creator. So understanding how to create enduring relationships has been key in my career history through a variety of different roles, whether that's as an entrepreneur or as a CFO or now as a partner at Chapman & Co., but then also understanding how value is created for everybody involved. So I think that's been a key part of the success that we've seen on our acquisitions, on our growth, and on the opportunities that we've been able to create for all of our team members. So for me, I think what inspires me most is seeing people take that courageous step and trying something new, stepping into their full potential, and watching organizations build a sustainable future. It creates opportunities for everyone involved.
Thank you. I love you sharing that and your, I guess, your mindset, you know, and your outlook and how we do need to help others and grow others. And I really do appreciate your background as well in this space. You know, typically I talk to a lot of technologists all day and it's refreshing to do kind of switch gears occasionally. So, Susan, what was the single biggest business decision you had to make during the first year of the pandemic? And how different is your business strategy today?
Well, I would imagine like most people, we were not expecting that. We didn't have a manual for walking into a pandemic. And our business primarily at the Leadership Institute is at the time was in person. And so we did a lot of work on site with our clients, bringing them into our facilities across the country and in some cases across the globe. And when all of that stopped and the world shut down, we had to really take a good look at who we are, why we exist, right? We believe in that business can be the most powerful force for good. So how do we help connect the talent and the operations side of businesses and help leaders really navigate this change? So we had to go to a completely virtual delivery. And we had always talked about doing that. And it was always one of those projects like, we'll get to it because we were busy serving clients. And so with the pandemic, it offered us an opportunity to really think about our different business differently and engage our team members in ways that maybe they hadn't been focused before. And so we were fortunate to keep everybody working and aligned and striving towards our mission. Right. So literally having a positive and sustained impact on business and doing that in a way in this challenging environment. So today, our business is very different. We're focused on making both in-person and virtual experiences that help transform organizations. And so we see business continuing that way. We don't expect it to go back to the way it was today with the supply chain disruptions, with the talent shortages, with the virtual capabilities and our ability to reach farther and at scale. We have really leaned into our ability to deliver both in this hybrid environment, so much so that we've also completed an acquisition and expanded our services. So today, post pandemic and hopefully entering into the endemic stage, but today we are twice the size that we were when we went into the pandemic. So we're sitting in a very fortunate position. But again, our focus was on how do we achieve our vision and mission, and how do we pivot to do that? And our team said, we're all in. So we've retained everyone, we've expanded the business, and we've got wonderful opportunities ahead of us.
That's awesome. And not only did you know, a lot of guests here, we've talked to hundreds of guests on the show that have truly pivoted. And but hearing what you all did and the way you innovated, and obviously you had some success out of it, is helpful for our audience. Obviously, there's people still that are struggling or looking at some new ideas. So thank you for sharing. And Susan, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business there? If not, maybe there's a cool tool or app that you found useful.
Well, I would say one of the things that we're working with is a newer technology. We've got friends in this space, and it's a group called Whistle. And they've really been instrumental in helping us tailor learning to the user and the roles, very specific training, so to speak, but it's micro learning that's customized to the user and the organization, but it also links the gamification piece as well as the rewards piece. And so we're able to really connect with people differently using the technology today. We know that there's lots of ways that people learn and grow, and we want to be able to reinforce that and create easy ways for people to be intentional about the choices, the conversations, the decisions that they're making. And so with Whistle, we've been able to develop some really new and innovative technologies in that space that brings all of these disparate systems back together. So we're running a few pilots with organizations and look forward to launching this fully a little bit later this year.
That's awesome. I'm always hearing about a new tool or technology that's shared on this show, and Whistle, something I had not heard of, but this is amazing. Thank you. And Susan, last question. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either leadership or entrepreneurship?
Well, I would tell you I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And so if you look at my biography, you'll see that as well. I would say probably the thing that's been most helpful for me is to get involved and stay curious. And so literally, as an entrepreneur, I like to see what's on the horizon in terms of local organizations. We have a very vibrant community here in St. Louis for startups. I participate in several Shark Tank-like panels with different universities, and really like to see what's the emerging business and the emerging solutions that people are bringing to the table. So that's been really interesting and helpful for me. It helps build those connections, which is great, but also helps me identify opportunities. And so as with anything, business is changing and constantly evolving. And so that has been a very instrumental part of my career. And I've had people say, well, you've been in so many different industries. And I would say, well, I probably have been doing the same thing in all of them, but there's opportunities everywhere you look. So it creates this wonderful ecosystem of connection, innovation, and wonderful opportunities to build and grow.
Thank you, Susan. That was awesome. I love that. And the fact that you're immersed in this startup world is really exciting. We talk with a lot of founders and CEOs and startups here on the show. And I love this. This is where kind of the juices get flowing. People get excited just to see some great creativity and opportunities for people out there today. Susan, last thing is, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and look forward to our next conversation.
Bye for now.